This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet. Are you ready for the main event? The bout to end all doubt. In this corner, the Food and Drug Administration, weighing in at $40 billion a year. The leading cause of death in the United States, the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States, and standing in direct opposition from the great state of Missouri at 5'5", the man with the plan, the mineral man. You know you love him. You know you need him. Where would you be without him? The one, the only, Dr. Joel Wallach!
Thank you, thank you. Okay, they've only given me 8 hours, so take a seat. Okay, before I forget, you're going to see a lot of extra cameras around here, a lot of people milling around. How many of you have heard of Osmond Productions? You know the Osmonds? They're actually doing a documentary on us, and so you want to be watching for this. This is going to be a huge production. Okay, the Osmond Production Company, so watch for it. Okay, well, I want to add my welcome. It's so great to see so many people who've been with me for 8, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20, 25 years, and I see so many new people. Welcome to the family. We're going to save America together. Hoo-ah! All right. Okay, I do have a 3-hour presentation I got to do in 2 hours, so we're going to go fast. And so hold the questions and all that kind of stuff. No phones, you know the housekeeping drill. No phones, no crackly bottles, no playing with papers in the front row. Okay. Purses on the ground, thank you. Okay, well here we go. And I always like to start out when we have a crowd this big. Everybody knows that we're here to save our families, our church family, our neighbors, our workmates. But equally as much, we're here to save America. So if you'd stand up and help me give a prayer for our great country. Okay, let's sing. Some of you are old enough to remember Kate Smith. So let's sing it like Kate Smith, and we'll make her proud. On three. One, two, three. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! All right, have a seat, please. And, you know, for those of you who don't know me very well, I grew up on a little farm, Angus cattle, and did everything that a farm kid did. But as I got older into junior high school, I would work at the zoo on the weekends and during the summer times with Marlon Perkins, the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show. Anybody remember that? Yeah. All right. And so Marlon Perkins played a huge factor in my life, and I want to give him due credit for that. Okay, and when I first started with him, there were 3,000 kids in line wanting to work with Marlon Perkins because of his TV fame, and his assistant, I'll never forget her name, Hattie Ettinger, was with a clipboard running up and down this line of 3,000 kids wanting to work with Marlon Perkins in show business. She says, is there anybody here that works with large animals? Of course, everybody worked with chihuahuas and canaries and hamsters and things like that because they live in the city, but I work with horses and cattle and so forth. And I said, well, I work with cows and bulls and horses. She grabbed me by the collar, jerked me out of line, and said, okay, Frank, send everybody home. I got my man. Now I'm 5'5", weighing 90 pounds. And she said, you're going to be in show business with Marlon Perkins. You're going to start with the big animals. I said, oh, man, I'm picturing myself in Africa, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, my first job for Marlon Perkins was in the elephant show. And if you don't recognize it, my right arm is up this elephant's rectum. They had a show elephant. They had 11 show elephants, and my job was to manually remove a bushel basket full of manure balls the size of bowling balls from the rectum of each of the 11 elephants 4 times a day, Monday through Friday, 5 times a day on Saturday and Sunday, June, July, and August for 5 years. That was my beginning in show business. Not quite like the Osmonds, but... Well, at the end of 5 years, I'm 5 years older, they're 5 years older, but now these elephants are twice as big as they were. And so I had to really get into my job.